If you're a customer of the Birmingham Water Works, you might have missed an insert in a recent bill. The flyer offers coverage if there's a break in the water line between your house and the street. That's because homeowners, not the Water Works, are responsible if there's a problem there. And as good as an idea as it might sound, Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald says it's a case of buyer beware. He joins us now, as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, so explain what's going on with this deal that's been presented to customers through the Birmingham Water Works.
Yeah, a lot of people, I frankly received a lot of complaints from people who are saying, hey, what's the deal with this thing? It has the Birmingham Water Works logo on it, and they're hawking a private company, really, to act as insurer for these lines, which is not really an insurance policy, but a service agreement with HomeServe, and started looking into it a little bit.
So the company is called HomeServe. What'd you find?
Well, in three states, they've been investigated by Attorney General for fraudulent advertising procedures, which led a lot of people to believe they were the utility instead of a private company, and were fined a good bit in those, investigated in another state. And in the UK, their division in the UK was just hit with the largest ever fine in that country for everything from misrepresentation to what they call mis-selling to basically putting profits over customers.
So you found they had suspicious business practice in other jurisdictions. There's also a relationship between the Birmingham Water Works and this private company.
Right, right, sure. They have a contract in which, not surprisingly, the Water Works can reap large benefits for basically hooking them up with service. Every time they hit certain benchmarks with numbers of customers, they get paid. And so, you know, they have the ability, depending on how many customers sign up, to get upwards of $4 million in commission.
Well, the Birmingham Water Works may get a bonus depending on how many people sign up, but is there anything wrong with that? This is a pretty common arrangement, common incentive in schemes like this.
Well, I think what is causing a lot of people some consternation is that the Water Works customers, are captive, you know, an audience, and so they get these mailings in their water bills with the Birmingham Water Works logo on them, and many people feel like they're and while the language in there does say it's optional, a lot of people felt like it was a Water Works thing, and that it was some even thought it was mandatory. So, you know, that's the real question: is should your Water Works be doing that?
Well, the company says that it's changed its ways, that there were actually no findings of wrongdoing or admissions of guilt. Do you believe them?
Well, you know, it's that old thing: we agree to settle without admitting guilt, but we pay $100,000. You know, that's take that at face value. You're going to pay $100,000 if you're not concerned about anything else. Not saying they don't provide the service they're offering. I'm not. I'm just, you know, it's an interest. You should know what you're getting into before you get into it.
So is this simply a matter of buyer beware, or is there something deeper that you're suggesting?
I would be a little careful about it. I would say that all of the fines that we've seen are not related to failure to provide service in this country. While they are in the UK, they have been more questionable advertising practices. So, I mean, those may be two different things, but as for me, I'd beware.
Well, also this morning, we've talked recently about sexual abuse, harassment, and rape that's occurred at the Julia Tutwiler Prison for Women in Wetumpka. Prison officials say they're working to correct the problems brought to light in a Justice Department report, but the problems stretch beyond just one facility. And, John, what more is there to this issue of prisons and sexual abuse?
Oh, Lord, there's so much that what I looked at was basically looking at charges of custodial sexual misconduct, which is basically the law in prison that says you can't give consent if you're in prison. So if you're involved in a sexual relationship in prison, it's akin to statutory rape. So we attempted to find out all the people who've been charged with that over the state, and it was voluminous. And it happens all over the state. And often the guards, the prison workers who are involved really do just get a slap on the wrist for it.
So you found cases in county jails, in work release programs, and
in parole, probation offices, which is really an important thing because people in probation offices have real control over whether a person stays free or whether they go back to prison and whether they have to come in for drug tests, those sorts of things. And we found cases where men just use that as real blackmail to force women to do some really horrible things.
Well, how do you go about attacking these issues? Because, you know, this isn't just one prison. This isn't just one report about the Tutwiler prison. These are county jails. These are work release programs all around Alabama. How do you get to these issues?
You know, that's the really critical question. I mean, the governor's office, the prison system, the corrections, has really gone down Tutwiler saying we have 58 different items we've attacked, and we hope to get to the bottom of it. But it really kind of indicates that this is an issue across the culture and corrections, and that it's been allowed to go on way too long. And you can't just stop it at Tutwiler. You really have to stop this entire culture and change this culture. It has to be zero tolerance, has to be prosecuted fully. District attorneys have got to prosecute these things. The Department of Corrections has to really push that any employee there is referred to the district attorneys, and that it is a widespread and takes a widespread solution.
John, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.